This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Almost through this Halloween show.
That's what the Commanders get for changing name and logo from football team.
Name and logo.
I hated that.
That's. I remember this like it was yesterday.
It was funny because that wasn't the plan. He wasn't like trying to yawn because
no.
It was the Commanders. He just happened to yawn that way.
I don't think it's a yawn. It's a cry for help.
Name and logo.
I remember asking if they could change it for the Washington FT, and this is what Chris felt when he found out it wasn't going to be the FT anymore.
Name and logo.
All right, they've heard it like 32 times in the last minute.
Oh, it feels good.
Oh, it's great. We do have a Chris versus the fan coming up, but we do need to finish our big five.
Yeah, Mr. Scraby had one more question. But I need to put up a video on the screen right now for the YouTube folks. If you are not driving, please pay attention to the YouTube screen. In Colorado Springs, there was a reporter who caught up with a local tattoo shop because the tattoo shop had, they built an apartment building next to the tattoo shop, and the apartment building keeps towing the cars of the tattoo shop patrons. So this reporter caught up with the tattoo shop, and tattoo shop had a really interesting way of dealing with this issue. So here is some of that report.
The mural is basically, it's a tow truck driver towing a car. He's a big old running over while other are running away from him, doing Colorado activities like mountain biking and snowboarding away and stuff like that.
This is Pace. He's a tattoo artist at Fallen Heroes Tattoo in Colorado Springs. He painted the mural that we can't show you.
It's just been a parking dispute, so we tried to work together, and it really got nowhere, so we knew something like this mural would get their attention.
The new apartment building next door has been towing customers' cars. They share an alley, but there are only signs on the apartment side that say resident parking only. It's confusing. And they say at least 45 of their customers have gotten their cars towed recently for parking in spaces outside their building.
They were the ones being at first, so it's basically a sword fight right now. I feel like we're winning.
To get back at them, they did what tattoo artists do best. Now everyone in the apartment building has to look out over this.
It's very cartoony and fun.
All right, so you have to go look at the video
it's
a little bit later.
It's very cartoony and fun, he says.
Yes, but the what they put on the roof of this tattoo shop.
I think everybody has a good imagination. I think they can put it together for themselves.
It's male body parts. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew.
Okay.
Now, my question is, because the apartment building is taller than the building, so everybody looks out on the body parts.
Right.
By the way, I would like to say this is from reporter Mark Salinger. I want to give him credit.
Thank you, Mark.
I don't know who's first. I'll just go with Tony and then Chris. Do you think it's okay, Tony, to put male body parts on the roof?
I understand the premise of the tattoo artist and the message he's trying to convey, but I don't think it's appropriate.
What?
Here's why.
They've towed 45 customer cars.
Here's the deal, though. The people who are actually, is it the owner of the building that's towing these cars, or it is the individuals in the apartments?
I would think it's the owner of the building.
Okay. Are the people actually parking where they're not supposed to park?
But the signage is very confusing.
Well, why don't they just change the signage? Why is that not done?
I guess this tattoo shop has tried, but they don't want to do it.
I feel like the tattoo artist feels like this is his only recourse at this point.
Yeah.
That being said, if there are children that live in that building, as a parent,
you'd rather not see this.
I'd rather my kids not open the window and see male body parts on top of the roof.
Chris, is this okay for the body part? Well, and let me say this. The reporter, Mark Salinger, contacted Colorado Springs, the city government, said, is this illegal? Do they need to take this down? The city government said, no, it's a private building, and the owner is okay with it, so it can stay.
Chris? Okay, that doesn't make a lot of sense either.
Why?
I'm sure it's a private building, but I mean, there has to be some limit to what you can picture there. I mean, I don't want to even describe what my mind is thinking of, but you could put some really either sickening or provocative type of things
up there. I've seen the picture without the blur over it, and it's cartoony.
This.
It's not like.
But I'm just saying the city said it's his building. He can do whatever he wants.
Basically, yeah.
I don't know that makes a lot of sense either. Because you could go beyond what this tattoo artist did.
That's true.
Way beyond.
That's true.
And then, you know, where's it going to end?
Well, you know, I think maybe the hope is that the owner of the building, the apartment, like, comes back to the negotiation table and they can figure this out. Because I'm sure the tenants that are paying money to stay there are probably not happy about male body parts on a roof that they have to overlook. Just my guess.
If you would like to see the picture, you just need to Google male body parts Colorado Springs and dive and duck because
What if you just Google male body parts?
No. You got to limit it. You got to put it down. Or just Google Mark Salinger because that's good old Colorado Springs. But I thought this was hilarious.
I was going to throw a comment or two in about Colorado Springs in general, but we might have some folks out there who have roots there, yeah, so I'm going to lay off.
Yeah, hold on to that one for a little bit.
Yeah, or else you'll be called a male body part.
All right, 833.
Won't be the first time.
288-0973 if you want to take on Chris versus the fan right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Today we are playing for a qualification for a chance to win a pair of tickets to San Diego State men's basketball season opener against UC San Diego on November 6th. Get tickets at GoAztecs.com. Also, we have a few lines open, 833-288-0973 for the game. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know. You get that question for free today. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. So there you go.
Aztecs men played their exhibition last night against Cal State San Marcos.
Rolled.
80 to 39 was the score.
Wow.
More impressive, 12,000 people showed up for the exhibition at the Viejas Arena.
Love it.
Very nice.
All right. 12. Wait, I was talking to the contestant. Do you say 12,000?
Yes, 12,000.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. We're going to go to our first contestant, which is Peter.
Peter, welcome to the show. Happy Thursday.
This is Caesar.
Oh, Caesar. I'm sorry. I'm listening to him at a very low level.
Come on, Scrape. Jeez, man.
Caesar.
That's all good.
Good luck to you,
sir. See what you did to me, Caesar?
Here we go, Caesar. First question.
I am a first-time player.
All righty.
I was a little late. Sorry.
Second question.
What country is Juan Soto from?
The Dominican Republic.
Wow. Nice job.
Bingo bango.
I don't know if I would have gotten that, honestly.
I might have because he was in the world. classic, was he not?
Yeah,
he was
indeed. I thought about that.
He would, Gray Scribe, you wouldn't have thought of that, though.
No, I'm just a liker of sports.
He and Manny were teammates.
I'm glad you finally wrapped your mind around being a liker of sports. All right, here we go. Question number three.
For the win.
For the win.
Am I? Look up. Is Maurice Jones-Drew dressed up as Maurice Jones-Drew
for
Halloween? Okay, that's what I thought.
That's great. Who is the head coach of the Carolina Panthers?
For 3 points.
Oh, God,
that shows you what a no-name this guy is.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Anthony Lynn.
Anthony Lynn!
Wow. All right. I haven't heard much from Anthony recently.
I haven't heard anything.
Stay there.
Yeah, stay there and probably win there. I honestly, the guy's name is David, I believe. But I don't believe that's going to qualify me.
No, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right there on the tip of my tongue, but it's just Canales.
Oh, got it!
Is that it?
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry about that, Caesar. That does happen from time to time. Call again.
He stalled long enough for it to pop in his head.
You know what I just did? I opened the champagne too early on the end of this segment because I deleted all the question beds thinking it was over. Give me a second.
Well, Scravy's back, everybody.
Sorry about that, Caesar. That does happen sometimes. I just magically
I didn't think he was going to get it. I didn't
David,
think.
God.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Brian in Mission Valley.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Brian, good luck.
Here we go, first question. What is the official name for ping pong?
Table tennis.
Okay. Nice work.
Winner.
Question number two. Ooh. Yeah, this is going to take some folks that like to play bar games on a dartboard. What number is directly below the center?
Nine.
Stay there, Brian. I think he's trying to just go around. 20's at the top. I think it's you're after 19, but I don't know that it's directly below the
19.
Center. I'm gonna guess 19.
Good number. Is it the right answer? It is not.
Wow.
On to the next round. The answer is 3.
Really?
According to when I Googled a dartboard.
Why do you always say that?
Because Chris immediately starts typing as soon as the question is answered.
You got to fake it till you make it, though. If you
3 is
in,
correct.
Okay, good.
I'm looking at a dartboard. 19 is just to the left
of 3.
If
you come in like, this might not be right, he's going to check at that point.
Yeah. He checks everywhere.
You got it. You got it.
There
3 is right. You're a lie, Brian.
Brian, question number 3. Here we go. What World Cup team has scored the most goals in men's World Cup history?
God, okay. Guys, either I got two possibilities. Brazil or Germany.
Give me your best one.
I'll go to Brazil.
He's going Brazil.
You are
Yay!
You got this.
Stay there, Brian.
Nice job, Brian.
At least according to this.
Yes. How many have they scored? Like 12?
237.
I'm so mean to soccer.
Germany,
sometimes.
232, and then there's a big drop off.
Yeah. He had the top two.
He had the top two. But five goals in the history of the World Cup. That's crazy.
I know. They lead 5-4. It's close.
You are mean to soccer, dude.
We are mean to soccer.
Scored a goal in the World Cup?
You can watch for a long while.
Do you remember that time that Chris was so furious at our women's team for running up the score?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Like Chinese Taipei.
It was 14-0.
He was salty for
it
like
was
2 weeks.
How strangely angry he was at the team for doing that. And he is an American.
I forgot about that. That's funny.
That was a long
I have class,
time ago.
Unlike Sean Payton.
let's get to break. Brian, nice work. Scraby will get you information on the other side. We'll finish off the show with a Gwen and Chris's pick'em, NFL pick'em, on the other side. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Happy Halloween, everybody. Have a good night. Have fun. Be safe. Take care of each other out there. 4:20 is the time. We have 6 minutes on the clock. And we're going to do our Gwen and Chris NFL Pick'em. I know that the Survivor Pool, which is going on out there for the big belt, the championship belt.
Yeah, five left.
Only five people left. I wonder how many of them will pick the Saints this week. Because I doubt anybody's picked the Saints yet. And they're at Carolina.
And they get their quarterback back.
And they get their quarterback. But it'd be interesting in a Survivor Pool, putting your money on a team that has lost six games in a row.
I know.
But that might be who people take.
The strategy might call for it.
Strategy will get into it. All right, let's do our pick 'em here. Tony's still got the lead. The Washington Hail Mary pass allowed me to shave a little off that lead last week.
Oh, that's how you got the extra 4 points.
I got an extra few points on that.
And you didn't even know it happened.
I know, until much later in the evening.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go.
Oh, that's me.
No intro.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
I think that no guy is a Bears fan from last week. All right, Tony, you're ahead 49-38. Still a nice margin, 11-point lead. This is the halfway point of the season. And you're picking first this week. We get a 3-point game, 2-point game, 1-point game, and then our upset pick. You're up.
Baltimore will get us popping.
Baltimore for 3 over Denver. Denver, surprising 5-3.
Surprising.
It's about time Baltimore puts them in
their
place.
Will the real Denver Broncos please stand up?
Yeah. Hard to believe the Ravens would lose 2 in a row, but they did, I think, earlier this season lose 2 in a row, surprisingly. all right, I will go with two choices here. I'm getting worried that Kansas City's about due to finally lose a game.
You can leave them for me if you want.
I know. Monday night against Tampa Bay is probably not the night because the Bucs just don't have enough, no receivers for Baker Mayfield to do damage. I'll take Kansas City. All right, 2 points, Tony. See another couple of good ones here. Potentially.
Would you take Kansas City?
I did.
I will go with the Eagles.
That's what I thought you would. The Eagles are home to the Jags. Eagles are starting to figure it out again. They're 5-2.
Oh, man. In the Padres Media League, I was playing against Woods. He had Jalen Hurts just
three touchdowns last week on the tush push.
Just crushed my dreams.
Yeah, I think two of them were on the tush push.
Hey, they stopped the tush push a couple times too.
And then they just kept doing it though.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So I got Jalen Hurts on my side this year. All right. I just touted the same. I'll do it at the Bengals at home. They got to win a game. against the athlete-less Raiders. Who do the Raiders have left? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
Crosby. That's who they have left.
Crosby and the Bowers, the tight end, is pretty good.
Oh, yes. He's on my team. I definitely know he's pretty good.
That's
who was that?
I took the Bengals for 2 points.
See?
All right. 1-pointer, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Ooh, dun, 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 well, dun. My 1 point pick will be. Oh.
Bum, 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 bum. We're down to a minute and 30.
Give me
on the clock. Clock is ticking.
Detroit.
Ooh.
No,
I'm gonna go.
Give me Washington.
Washington at the Giants. God, should I take the Saints? 6 games in a row they've lost. No, I shouldn't. I'll take. Minnesota struggling. Minnesota at home Sunday night over the Colts. All right, now we get an upset pick. If that team wins, you get the number of points they're underdog by. Tony, you get the first crack here. Who's going to pull off the upset this week?
This is the week.
You've been good this year on the upsets.
Bryce Young pulls it off.
Oh, boy. Carolina.
Man, if you pull this off, game is over, Chris.
7-pointer. I'd have to come back. I just have the weirdest feeling. I've had it this week. I hope I'm smart about my own team. I think the Dolphins are going to just rally for one win in Buffalo. They have been tortured by Buffalo for, like, ever since Josh Allen's been there. Got to be one game they are able to overcome him. And if they don't, the race in the AFC East is all but over. So I'll take Miami to try and stave off the end of their season. It would be a 6-pointer if I get it. Okay, there's our picks. We'll let you know how it turns out next week. We are off and running here. Enjoy your Halloween night. Jets and Texans is coming up next in 3, 2, 1. There goes the music. We're back tomorrow for a full 4 hours.
Chris's favorite part of any day. The end of the show music.
That's everybody, buddy.
Well, I enjoy this show.
I'm ready to go for like 7 more hours, guys.
Mm. All right. Let us know how that works out for
all
you.
All right. By the way, everybody be careful out there. I just checked the traffic on the way home to see how long it was going to take me. My app just told me 1 hour and 23 minutes. So,
well, you've got people all
cattywampus
thrown around now after that fire, which from our view looks like it's mostly out.
Yeah.
But still very nervous times around the college area, so be careful. More Gwynn and Chris tomorrow at 2. Enjoy your Hallows Eve, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.